Citrus plants are houseplants with fragrance. One small lemon or orange can smell up a whole room. The heaviest flowering time for most citrus is midwinter. Plants don't read books, so they don't always follow the rules. Some plants will flower heavily at different times of the year. Most citrus blooms sporadically throughout the year. Just a few flowers are enough to perfume a whole room. Citrus are forgiving houseplants. They like well-drained potting soil. They need moderate to regular watering and feeding. They don't like drafts, but they can grow in cool rooms. The main requirement of citrus is the brightest, sunniest spot in the house. South or west windows are best during the winter. In the summer, put the plants out in the garden. Citrus for indoors are usually dwarf varieties. They're bushy plants that can grow about 4 feet tall and wide. Some varieties are spiny, so be careful around small children. The dwarf varieties fruit at a young age. The fragrant flowers and showy fruit appear sooner on these plants. Citrus are susceptible to leaf-sucking pests like aphids, spider mites, mealybugs, and scale. The easiest preventative for these insects is to regularly mist the leaves. Misting keeps the humidity up and discourages insects. Periodically, give citrus a shower. Be sure to rinse the underside of the leaves. That's where the bugs like to hide. Citrus have complete flowers. Both the female and male parts are in each flower. Pollinate the flower by gently shaking the plant. In the great outdoors, bees or the wind do this work. Oranges are the most forgiving citrus to grow. They have white, aromatic flowers. Indoors, the fruit is small and can be bitter. Dwarf Valencia orange can grow to about 4 feet tall. It produces small, tasty oranges. Other citrus that grow well indoors include seedless limes, Meyer lemon, and Washington navel oranges. For any citrus you choose, grow it in a room where you can enjoy the fragrance. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.